would, Psalms 107, 1 through 3. Giving thanks. This is, comes from our memory verse for this month, the giving thanks. And I hope that we have our copy of God's Word, whether we have it on our phone or there, sometimes there's a pew Bible in front of you there, or if you have it, that you can take it in your hand. We're going to stand on our feet to reverence the reading of God's Word, Psalm 107. As we stand on our feet and reverence His Word, this is what the psalmist says. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south. Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. We're so thankful this morning. God, our cup is already full through the Holy Spirit. We thank You for that. We ask You, God, just be glorified and magnified on this Sunday that we set apart to think about being thankful unto You. God, be, I pray You'll touch lives for Your glory. In Christ's name and all God's people said, you may be seated. You know, that song Winkler just saying, so much to be thankful for. We could spend the rest of the time just going over the things to be thankful for that God has done for us. But I want us to think about getting past that for just a minute and the things that He's done and thanking Him for who He is. He's God. And we're going to learn in just a little bit, He's good. He's good. And I want us to think about, you know, the song that we sang in the choir. I get so tore up so many times because we take for granted, there's a roof up above me. I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, shoes on my feet. You gave me Your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me. If we stop and think how blessed that we are, we could... It's amazing how it touches our heart, or should touch our soul. It's easy for us to pick out the negative and be cynical in this world today. But it's so difficult just to stop for a minute and think about and be so thankful for what God has done in your life and who He is in your life. And we're gathered here today as a group of people, look, to worship Him and to sing praises unto Him. And so I want us to think as we get to this psalm, and He says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed, if you've been redeemed and saved by the blood, He said, say so. Say so. And so I want us to think about, as we think about this Thanksgiving, I was talking to our Sunday school class, and it's easy for us, you know, our traditions supersede our thankfulness sometimes. You say, well, if I asked you what does Thanksgiving look like at your house, well, I dare say, listen, let's just be honest. Turkey's involved, right? Turkey's involved, probably whatever, all these fixes. So food is always involved at Thanksgiving. Everybody say amen. If food is not involved at Thanksgiving, say amen. See what I mean? Food. There's always food, and then maybe the other, it would be family. Family's involved, whether it's maybe you're distant from people you can't travel to, but your intimate family that you have here, family, and even friends are a part of that. If friends and family are not a part of Thanksgiving, say amen. You see what I'm saying? There's some similarities, and we talked about the football's a lot of times involved, where you get so sleepy, so full of what it is, they started blaming it on tryptophan. It's just that your belly gets full and your eyes go shut. Let's just be honest, right? And you're laying around, and it's just a relaxed setting, all these things. And I want you to know that that is the traditions of Thanksgiving. That's really not Thanksgiving. Think about it. Because I asked, where's the thankful part? It's Thanksgiving, is it not? Where's the thankful part? Well, you say, well, we're so thankful to be together, or we're so thankful to eat a meal, and yes, but do we really stop to give thanks unto the one? And Abraham Lincoln, 185 years ago, when he set this date aside, the last Thursday of November, he set it aside to be thankful to the Lord above. That's what Thanksgiving is about. How much of the Lord is it included in your traditions? I mean, it's really something to think about, isn't it? and thanksgiving and what it means, giving thanks. And when we look at the psalm today, and it says at the title of it, it says, "Give thanksgiving to the Lord for his great works of deliverance." And the theologians say this is really a psalm. A psalm was a song that they sang in worship, and it was set apart when the children of Israel had come back home from Jerusalem from the exile of Babylon, and how God had delivered them, and they had so much to be thankful for, because when they seemed to be not a people, and now they were, and they were back home in Jerusalem, the holy city that God had set aside to them. And so this psalm is written as, but I'm telling you, that might be the context of it, but it is a psalm that we can glean from today in 2019, which is not going to be 2019 much longer. Anybody say amen? Wow. This year is zooming by. And so I want us to think about as we look at this memory verse on this Sunday morning that we celebrate and being thankful. First question, why give thanks? Why give thanks? Look at verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Giving thanks is all that we can give him. Giving thanks is, listen, it's the least that we can do. It's the greatest that we can do, but what? Therefore, we are thankful unto him, for not for what he does, not for what you have that he's given, but who he is. Who is he? He's good. He's good. You think of the word good. Take one O out of it. What do you got? God. Where do you think the word good come from? Think about that. It's God, and he is good. He's truly good. And the psalmist is so earnest in this that he says, oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And so he says, listen, he wants us to praise the Lord with our lips, with our mouth and our words, but he also wants us to praise the Lord and give thanks through our living. So we can think about this as with our lips and with our lives, it would be thanksgiving and thanks living. Okay? Is your life thanks living? Do we live out this thankfulness that we should have, not with just the words of our mouth, but the life that we live? We worship the Lord with thanks for his goodness. He's good by his nature. That's one of his attributes. That's who he is. Listen, if your idea of God is like this some old mean man up there that's ready just to whoop you or wallop you with something when you do wrong, if that's your vision of God, you're missing out on who he is. He's good. And he's not up there ready to whoop you or beat you with something when you miss. He's up there with loving arms wanting to guide you and direct you. And he's wanting to surround his arms around you and give you a hug and a love to say, listen, I'm good and I have good things for you. Why would we want to reject that? Why would we want to reject that? Because this book that we see, this psalm that he's written, it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. He does not, or he will not, accept artificial praise. He doesn't need a world that praises him and then rejects him and doesn't live for him. That's not praise unto them. He's looking for children that accept him and love him and praise him and live out what he's given us to live out. Thanks living. Because he goes on to say, the psalmist goes on to say, this attribute that he has, it's called mercy. What does he said? For his mercy endures forever. Somebody ought to say amen. Mercy. What is mercy? Mercy is us not getting what we deserve. Mercy, it endures forever. And I want you to think about that. That mercy that had no beginning and it has no end. Our sin required this goodness, and that we should, listen, that God displayed through his mercy when he poured out the wrath upon his son. You say, well, people, and they have a hard time with this. You have some people that, because they don't understand the Trinity, reject the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The three are one. You say, well, no way that Christ was God. He had to be God. If he's not God, we're all lost. All of us, we're wasting our time. Why is that? Because the perfect requirement and the sacrifice we could never give, God did through his mercy. He gave the sacrifice for our sin. The only way that we could be complete and set aside and set back in right standing with God is through God giving the sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice, and there's only been one. And because there has been one, you don't have to earn your salvation. You don't have to work to be good. This God's good, so I need to be good. No, he says all you have to do is accept the free gift of his mercy and grace through his Son. It says all those that call upon the name of the Lord will what? Be saved. Woo! You don't have to work. You don't have to earn. This is something to be thankful about. And listen, I don't know why people have such a hard time. The man in his vast intelligence, he doesn't want to grasp this. Why? It's very simple when we think about it. We're sinners. And we need a Savior. And God sent a Savior into this world to take care of our need. And his name was Jesus. His mercy endures forever. That means, listen, I don't have to worry about coming out from under his mercy. Come on. If you're saved and you're a child of God, you don't have to worry about falling out from under his mercy. Why? It endures forever. His grace and mercy are here forever and ever. And nothing, listen, let me put it in simple country language, okay? Is everybody ready for that? Some country language? If you could do something to earn your salvation, that means you could do something to lose your salvation. Come on. You didn't do anything to earn it. You can't do anything to lose it. That's about as simple in country as you can put it. He did it. He did it all. And so when we come under the umbrella of his mercy and his grace, we live in freedom unto him. Why give thanks? He's good. God's good. And his mercy endures forever. Well, think, who is to give thanks? Why to give thanks? Who is to give thanks? Look what it says. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I like 1 Peter. Man, we were just still in 1 Peter and our studies on Sunday morning. 1 Peter 1:18 says this, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. Peter said, you were redeemed. What does that mean to be redeemed? That means to be bought back. What was I bought back from? Sin. I was on the auction block of sin. And Christ redeemed me through his blood. Not silver and gold, Peter said, but through his blood. He paid the price for me. I love Revelation 5:9 when it says, listen, we're all around throne. You were slain. This is what they're saying and praising. You were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. One day you'll sing that song. Why not sing it now? He said, you redeemed us by your blood. This is around the throne of God. This is John looking into heaven and seeing worship. And what are they doing? They're doing what God's called us, what we're here to do today, and that's worship the one that paid the price. You, O Lord, redeemed us by your blood. It wasn't just for the Jews. It's for every person breathing that would accept him as their Savior. That's true love. Tells of the goodness and mercy of God's grace that he saved us and that he'll save anyone that will come to him. In other words, he'll no wise cast out, is what the scripture says. All those that come unto me, he'll no wise cast out. Nobody. Unusable. You might be sitting here today. You say, well, you don't know my past. You don't know what I've done. I want you to know something. I might not, but God does, and he loves you. He loves you, and he cares for you. That's the God of this universe. He loves you and cares about you, and you're not here by coincidence. You're not here to hear the words of a man. You're here to hear, thus says the word of God. And when you get the picture of his goodness and his mercy and his love, he says, listen, when you get that and you grasp that, you know what? You're going to say so. You're going to say it with your lips. Praise be unto the God and the goodness of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that saved me from sin, set me, took my feet off the mud and put it on the rock, saved me out of the miry clay, a wife that was set apart unto sin, and he redeemed me. He bought me that. And he says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whatever others may think or say, the redeemed have overwhelming reasons to declare the goodness of our Lord. He redeemed us and brought us back. Paid the price for our ransom. A price that was so immense, only redemption could pay the price. He redeemed us. going to tell you, that should be enough to give us compulsion to give Him thanks. The God of this universe looked down through time. Here we are. And saw you and saw your need. And if He saved you, listen, He saved you by His blood. That's a mercy and a grace and a mercy that endures forever. And I'm going to tell you, you want to be thankful, that's something to be thankful about. He says, how? How are we to be saved and thankful? By saying so. Say so. You ever heard that, Mary? Just say so, man. Say so. You know what He said in Mark 16, 15, and 20? He said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And you know what they did? The Scripture says they went out and they preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. He says, let the redeeming of the Lord say so. Say so with the words of your mouth. Some people say, well, that doesn't mean I have to say anything. What does the Scripture say? Let the redeemed of the Lord just live it out in front of them. Is that what it says? Let the redeemed of the Lord just live it out in front of them. Is that what it says? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Just say so. Why does people know? Does people know why you are who you are and who you are in Christ? You don't take any of the credit of what Christ does in you or through you. You give Him all the glory and you say, let me tell you what Jesus has done for me. Say so. That's what He says. We should all, of all people, we should, like we sang this morning, we should be so thankful for everything that He has done for us. Because I want you to know, look, we see why to give thanks and who's to give thanks. Look what it says. What are we to thank Him for? Look in verses 2 and 3. Whom has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy, gathered us out of the lands from east and from the west, from the north and from the south. He snatched us from the hand. Who is our enemy? The Scripture says our enemy is not flesh and blood, each other. It's not people outside this door. Our enemy is Satan. He snatched us, He redeemed us from the hand of Satan. You mean the Scripture said, please listen closely. You're a child this morning. You're either a child of Satan or you're a child of the Lord. You say, well, that's kind of harsh, ain't it, Pastor? Listen, He says, who did He redeem us from? Who did He buy us back? Does the Scripture not say from the enemy? Who is our enemy? Satan. Two people in this room, you're lost or saved. No in between. You're either lost or saved. You either have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ or you do not, lost or saved. And He said He redeemed us from the enemy here. He's our great liberator. He liberated us from our sin and ourself. What we could not do, He did for us through His design, through His divine redemption. Hey, let me ask you something. Shouldn't those that have been emancipated, who have been set free, should we not praise the one that set us free? Should we not be thankful to the one that broke the shackles and chains of sin, death, and hell? Should we not be thankful people that give Him glory? What gratitude can equal the deliverance from the power of sin, death, and hell? I want you to know, back to heaven again in Revelation 5, listen to what they're saying. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Worthy is the Lamb. Singing it in heaven, the celebration in heaven, we should sing it here on earth. The redeemed. Worthy is the Lamb. And He says, and not only that, but He gathered. It shows this idea that gathering, following people are redeemed together. Scriptures tell there's one faith, one Lord, one baptism. And we're all known as one people, God's people. And He says we gather together. That's why we meet on Sunday morning. Not just to do church because we've all, that's what we do on Sunday. But we gather together because we've been redeemed, one people, unto God, and we come to give Him glory and praise and honor, and we come to worship Him together in Jesus' name. That's what He's telling. He said, listen, we gather together. He's gathered us as His people. What a tremendous thought this morning. We're His children. We're His family. This is our time of thanksgiving together. God's redeemed people, God's children, come to give thanks unto Him. Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon says this, our glorious shepherd guides them through the countless perils and at last makes them lie down in the green pastures of His paradise. Our shepherd leads us as we go through our valleys, as we do life and death together, and our end result is paradise with Christ together. That's life and death. That's Jesus. That's being thankful unto Him. You know what? We were all wanderers, but He brought us back to the flock of God. We should be with one heart and one voice, singing praise and giving thanks unto Him for all that He has done. He deserves our praise, our glory, our honor. He deserves all that. And He's commanded us to take it out into the world and to live it out in front of others. He's commanded us not just to come here with a thankful heart and to join together as God's people and to sing praises unto Him and to worship Him, but also to make a difference when we step outside the door. Is it really worship if we come in here and we worship God, but it doesn't change us outside the door? Is that worship? No. That's going through a routine. That's just doing it to be doing it. But I want you to know, when we come in here and we worship God and we truly worship, it changes the way that we live outside in our communities, everywhere that we are, that we have a purpose and a plan, and that's to sing God's praises and to make much of Jesus wherever we go. No, whatever we do, school, work, play, whatever you do, we have a purpose. We have a reason. What are we to thank Him for? He's redeemed us out of the hand of the enemy. Scripture says here, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. When was the last time that you stood and gave thanks to the Lord for His awesome business? Who would give a testimony as we're closing today? Who would give thanks unto the Lord? With your church family right here, somebody stand and give thanks unto the Lord. If you can't say, anybody else. Give your opportunity to sing praise unto the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say something. Anybody else? Give thanks to the Lord. Pam. Let the redeemed of the Lord say something. Anybody else? Before we close, it's your opportunity just to give Him thanks. Lori? Listen, I'm thankful for each and every one of you. Sandy and I have prayed for you this week, and that's the best way that I can say that I'm thankful for you. If I take the time out to pray and call you out by name, and we do that, that's a privilege. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. I'm thankful that you put up with me and tolerate and have to put up with me and my idiosyncrasies and the things that I have. I'm so thankful for my wife and my daughter, and I'm so thankful for my family. I'm thankful to be a pawpaw. That's a great thing. You listen, I'm thankful that Jesus Christ saved my soul and changed me from death to life. And then He made me a pastor, and that I can pastor. And y'all put up with a lot of me learning as I go. Thank you for that. Thank you for being a good congregation, as Wayne said, that loves and invites people. And if you can't come here and feel loved, then something's wrong. And so we need to continue that. To reach out and just love people for right where they are. Not who we think they ought to be, but who they are in Christ. Or people that don't have Christ, that we can love them and let them see Christ in us, the hope of glory. Applications then will be done. Linda, come and play, please. First one, do you know that you're redeemed? Do you know that you've received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you haven't, then it's kind of fuzzy in your head and you're like, I really don't understand this redemption thing. I really don't understand salvation. And listen, that's why we're here. We're here to help you with that. If you need to talk about coming to know Christ and how to come to know Christ, you're talking to somebody that didn't grow up in church, that didn't do that understands all the sin the world has to offer and has went down those paths. But praise God, He delivered me from that. So there's nothing that you've done that you cannot talk to me that I don't understand because of what I have been redeemed from. So don't feel it, that's a pastor, I can't talk to him. This pastor you can, and he'll be real. I don't put on no phonies or no shows. I'll be as real, and I'll confess my sins to you whenever I've slipped and fell and done the same thing. Number two, when was the last time you shared your faith? When was the last time you told somebody about Jesus and how good that He is? When was the last time? Not to beat you up, just think about that. If he's so good, and he said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, share it with a lost world. Number three, what kind of thanksgiving and thanks living does the Lord want from you? Let's all stand to our feet. Listen, as I said earlier, you might be somebody that's in here today. You might be somebody that you feel like there's no way God can love me. The things that I've done in the past, I've really rejected God. I've turned my back. As Wayne said, testify. You can't turn your back on a loving God. He loves you. He loves you so much that He sent Christ. Do not let anything in the past hamper you from finding Christ in the present. Because God loves you. He loved you so much that He sent His Son Jesus to come and die for you. That's how much He loves you. If you need Christ, He is here today. Don't miss Him as He comes by. He wants to save you. And if you don't have a relationship with Him, you're really rejecting that God, that loving God that's standing there saying, come to me with my open arms. You need Christ, you come. You come forward now. You need to just talk to God if you realize, yeah, I'm not as thankful as I really, Pastor, I've just, you know, I've been cynical. I'm always fussing. Things go wrong, and I really don't give Him the thanks. Altar's open. Come and just talk to Him. This is the Thanksgiving Sunday. What is it that He's saying to you? Are you sharing your faith like you're supposed to? Are you living? Are you giving Him thanksgiving and thanks living? What's God saying to you? Close your eyes before the Lord. Altar's open. We won't tarry long. What's God saying? Be obedient, child. Be obedient. While some are praying here, what about you? What's God saying to you? In the cross, be my glory ever. Till my ransomed soul shall find rest beyond the river. Look here, walk in an aisle. Going through emotion doesn't make you saved. The Scripture says if you realize that you're lost right where you're standing, you can realize in your lostness and you say, you know, I'm a sinner and I've never received Christ. But it says that all those that call upon the name of the Lord, listen, when we confess our sin unto Him and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. I'm receiving You into my heart. The Scripture says all those that call upon the name of the Lord will be saved, shall be saved. And so I want you to know that. But if that happens, and you can do that right now in your chair, that you're going to let people know. It's going to be a transformation in your life that somebody's going to know. So if you do that, if you come to know the Lord, tell us why. So that we can help you be accountable. We can love on you. You can come. We can teach you about the way. We can teach you about baptism. We can teach you about church. We can teach you about all these things. That's what we're here for. Anything that we can help you with spiritually. Listen, tonight, 5 o'clock. Woo. That's it. Come out. It's going to be a great meal, great time of fellowship. All the boxes will be dedicated. It'll be a great time. And you'll be missed if you're not here. It's our Thanksgiving celebration under the Lord. Lee closes.